Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, it feels real good. What's up, everybody? I'm your boy Cartier Genius, aka Cartier Jesus. Yeah, and I'm here right now to introduce you to the one and only China. We call her. That's right. What we call it. China. It feels so good. I'd like to welcome you to Pieces of Me. We are real life music. Beat Nation is the army. Beat Nation Network, what up? Yo, China, what up? Queen of poetry. I mean, this girl is unstoppable. You feel me? Like, she just jumps out there and does her thing the way she know how to do it. So we're gonna kick back on this ride right here that she calls Pieces of Me. And understand, it's just pieces. Just pieces, because you're gonna get some more. But anyway, relax, chill. Thank you for being here. Anywhere in the world, but you're here with us. Let's go, China.
What's up, everybody? This is your girl, China, with the Lyrical Cypher Radio Show. Here we encourage metaphorically in tune visionaries to express themselves through the arts. And you never know, what you have to say might be exactly what someone needs to hear. I just want to give a big shout out to everybody who's listening via web. I appreciate you just for rocking out with us and all the support that we've gotten from you guys for the last going on 7 years now. And I just hope everybody is actually keeping their heads up and just staying afloat the best way we can. I know we've lost a lot of people with this pandemic, and this has just been a tough time for all of us, just staying prayed up with everything that's going on. But I just hope you guys are just holding your heads up and just doing the best you can and taking all the precautionary measures that you can in this process. Also, big shout out to everybody who is listening via phone during this time. And feel free, if you want to get on the mic, call 323-642-1532. Again, that number is 323-642-1532. So with that being said, I'm going to just go into our first round of Lyrical Cypher, and we're going to get it in. Let's get it. He watched endlessly, night after night, as she poured her heart out on stage. Replaying images, a thought, emotions. Unable to resist the passion that burned inside of each simile she gave birth to. Spilling her ink, which formed into tears on the drenched platform that lay before her. As she drowned the audience with expression, making love to each stanza. Immersed with great sentiment, she remained afloat. Powerless, like a puppet on a string. As if he were Pinocchio, and she Geppetto. Her words pulled each chord, moving him to think outside the box. The comfort zone that held him hostage, imprisoned by ridiculous preferences of what ought to be, not what is. His heart cried out for more. Infatuated with each metaphoric line that pieced together her design. Puzzled, yet feeling a little out of place, he began to adjust his attire. Shifting his clothes in place, however feeling misplaced. This is not what he expected. How dare she be more than hips, lips, and fingertips? Having no alternative but to dig deeper, for this was only the surface. Wiping the slate clean, he rewrote the chapter. Her voice erupted like Mount Vesuvius. Relaying pipe through her vocals, his cerebellum climax, reaching a zenith of pure
gathering the jigsaw pieces that embody her, internalizing the inevitable, for she is poetry.
Only 3% of the U.S. money supply exists in physical currency. The other 97% essentially exists in computers alone.
A lot of ink to print billions of pages, not one piece of paper to find. I need to draw a final conclusion so I think of ways to evoke my thoughts. Anyways, I'm not practicing green attributes. Grabbing me from my roots, my carbon prints were long overdue. Writing on this thin wood, I'm through. Paper mache, my heart gets torn apart. My paper doll, so easily you discard my heart. All about self-gain, she has no space for my words, no lines of guidance anyways. Files out every time she plays. I was just a scribble, she doesn't understand me anyway. No hardwood for it to dribble. Could I get back a little? Her game, I couldn't keep up score. I ran out of paper so I could take it and bounce it myself, always giving her cushion. Who needs paper when you know you're losing? Who needs paper when my heart you're abusing? So I'm choosing my sanity, so don't get mad. I'm sorry about the issues of your dad. Do I really need paper to chart my feelings? Do I really need more of that for my heartfelt healing? Should I rip and tear? Should I once again share? Why I need paper when my memory is so good without you? Erase the terrible times. Just want to document how many times I have been misunderstood. Spread these lyrics, even if they fear it. Breeding something new for my spirit. Do I need paper? Do I need paper? I don't need no paper. My memory is so good.
The United States government decides it needs some money, so it calls up the Federal Reserve and requests, say, $10 billion. The Fed replies, saying, sure, we'll buy $10 billion in government bonds from you. So the government takes some pieces of paper, paints some official-looking designs on them, and calls them treasury bonds. Then it puts a value on these bonds to the sum of $10 billion and sends them over to the Fed. In turn, the people at the Fed draw up a bunch of impressive pieces of paper themselves, only this time calling them Federal Reserve notes, also designated a value of $10 billion to the set. The Fed then takes these notes and trades them for the bonds. Once this exchange is complete, the government then takes the $10 billion in Federal Reserve notes and deposits it into a bank account. And upon this deposit, the paper notes officially become legal tender money, adding $10 billion to the U.S. money supply. And there it is. $10 billion in new money has been created. Of course, this example is a generalization, for, in reality, this transaction would occur electronically, with no paper used at all.
With no paper used at all.
With no paper used at all.
A lot of ink to print billions of pages, not one piece of paper to find. I need to draw a final conclusion, so I think of ways to evoke my thoughts. Anyways, I'm not practicing green attributes. Grabbing me from my roots, my carbon prints were long overdue. Writing on this thin wood, I'm through. Paper mache, my heart gets torn apart. My paper down so easily you discard my heart. All about
right here, y'all.
Hold you.
Yeah, this that new vibe. Take it back for a second to the AZ days.
Hold
yeah.
You.
Huh. Just another overrated quote, an underrated MC. Which one is true, which one is false? Both fit with MV, philosophical thoughts. It's too deep for a shallow mind, but they'll still catch a good face. Tells me without a sign, it's nothing like the first few verses. This is deeper, like a woman who can cook to it all. This a keeper, I've been ran out of ink, but my message would never fail. Though a blind man can even read this to check the braille flow. I leave a mark, I leave an indention. This is my legacy, reminiscing on memories. All the places I'd rather be good. See everybody talking, procrastinating what they gon' do. Don't even speak your mind, I respect the grind. But see you through, don't even know how to be a sore thumb. It's war, son, speaking the code, count clicks. See, this is more, son. You heard the phrase, you know the name, this is my stage. We lose our soldiers and faith, I'm building up the rage. I'm back to flipping up the page. What can I say? Look at the bay, hoping to say there's no rage in the team because I ain't safe. The mixture flipping these scratches, that's me. Lyrical picture, wait till it hits you, I see. Even the greatest fall off and pick it up again. Procrastination and hesitation will have you stuck again. Yo, no weapon formed, I got God in my holster. I'm loving life while I'm living life like I'm supposed to go. Just live with another overrated quote and say, I'm back.
Anxious, eager, hot like fire, yet warm, gentle, loving you was my desire. Our eyes met like together at last, finally free from our things of the past. Caressing and kissing me, yes, you have arrived. Falling for you was easy, but that's no surprise. Like a moth to a flame, burned by the fire. My heart was yours. Can you feel my desire? I was cold as ice, not caring a bit. Not to blow my own horn, but yes, boo, your girl back in the day, I was the But you came along and sparked my burning fire. I'm glad that I'm the one that you desire. Your love is like my drug. I can't get no higher. We're no Cookie and Lucius, but let's build our empire. Baby, I'm forever yours. That fire that I desire.
Beholder, beauty and grace, got your booty and lace, just
Hold up, wait, no more debate. Can't forget to mention she look like she three dimensions. 36, 24, 36 perfection. Pretty hot and tempting. Pretty hot and tempting, looking for attention. Pretty hot and tempting. Pretty hot and tempting, looking for attention. Pretty hot and tempting. Pretty hot and tempting, looking for attention. Pretty hot and tempting. Pretty hot and tempting, looking for attention. Slipping and I'm sliding, steering, gripping and I'm riding. Driving through the telly, making numerous deposits. You can be my lady, going with D'Angelo crazy. Even have my baby, the genetics are amazing. And blazing like Cajun, with sexy persuasion. Love and contagion, like a quarantine agent. The angel above, delicate as a dove. And you know we have it all, live it up and just ball. Pretty hot and tempting. Pretty hot and tempting, looking for attention. Pretty hot and tempting. Pretty hot and tempting, looking for attention. Pretty hot and tempting. Pretty hot and tempting, looking for attention. Pretty hot and tempting. Pretty hot and tempting, looking for attention. Pretty hot and tempting. Pretty hot and tempting, looking for attention.
The Black Salamander crawled from beneath the rock of propaganda and felt the reflection of the truth in the light of the moon. But he ignored because it was hotter to be cool and gather near the mainstream with the nocturnal fools. But one night his ears were caught by the wise owl that dropped jewels. Perched on a branch with a single question. Woo! Are you beneath the surface? Followed by what is your life's purpose? Where are you headed? When are you going to accept that life in the creek is worthless? And finally, how does it feel to be touched by something real? The salamander was wordless. And he continued on in the soil of ignorance, though he heard this, but the wise words sparked something new. Something taken for granted by many and understood by few. So the Black Salamander approached the wise owl one night in secret on his journey to the creek and said, what is this thing? This thing moving inside my head. The owl grinned and said, that is a thought. For you see, a thought sparked correctly might make you respect me, but if you don't respect yourself, then your perception is incorrect. So the salamander still hung in the nocturnal slum, but it wasn't as much fun because he now viewed it from a new perspective. Spent more time pondering, becoming more perceptive, realizing that the mainstream is actually a swamp and one's environment is reflective of personality. So the salamander spent more time with the wise owl and occasionally took a casual stroll down to the swamp. But instead of being wild like he once was, he was calm and reserved. Instead of partaking of the festivities, he chose to observe the actions and the words of his peers. The water moccasin slithered near. He said, it's been a while since I've seen you here. The salamander said, listen, Mr. Moccasin, I no longer mock your sin. So get thee behind me, return to your hell and swim with the murderers and whores, with their rumors and wars, who refuse to put the lamb's blood on the post of their doors. The snake became angry yet riddled with fear. For the salamander's aura shined too bright to stand near. So the Black Salamander disappeared between the bushes and leaves, feeling free of conformity. He remained under his rock and was thought of abnormally. The next morning he crawled from beneath the rock of doctrine and inhaled his first breath of daylight oxygen. The sun of righteousness shining on him in complete truth. His slimy skin began to secrete a juice. His body stretched. He grew arms and legs. His tiny little head popped open and sprouted dreads. A full-grown black man naked from the swamp he fled until he came upon a garden, beautiful, a place of splendor. A broken vessel fell to his knees, meeting his mender, the Black Salamander. Or should I say the Black Salam Man, D-E-R. The Black Peaceful Man destroying evil with righteousness. You see, the owl was the prophet. The swamp symbolizes the street. The snake symbolizes the many devils ever ready to sink in their teeth. The rock is a veil of ignorance that we've all hid beneath. And the Black Salamander is me.
Yeah. This feels real good. What's up, everybody? I'm your boy, Cartier Genius, a.k.a. Cartier Jesus. Yeah. And I'm here right now to introduce you to the one and only China. We call her China.
What's up? What's up, everybody? This is your girl, China, with the Lyrical Cypher Radio Show. I hope you guys enjoyed the first round that we just did of the tracks. Also, speaking of tracks, for anybody who wants to share any of your tracks, you want your tracks in a rotation, feel free to email lyricalcypherradioshow@gmail.com. Again, that's lyricalcypherradioshow@gmail.com. And that actually gives me permission to play your tracks. We would love to have you on rotation. The only thing we ask you guys to do is make sure you give us the radio edited version so we can actually play it on the air. Other than that, if you sing, if you rap, if you do comedy, poetry, you know, whatever your talent is, short stories or what have you, whatever your talent is, feel free to utilize this. Take this time to do that. And so with that being said, I'm going to open the open mic lines and also just give you a shout out for calling in. Don't hang up. I'm not trying to put you on blast. I'm just telling you thank you and paying homage. Just letting you know I appreciate you. So with that being said, I got Miss Burnett on the line. What's up? What's up, Miss Burnett? What's up? What's up, Miss Burnett? How you doing?
Yes, ma'am. I'm doing all right. Y'all pray for me. Keep me in prayer.
It's already done. We got you.
Okay, thank you. All right.
Anytime.
Uh-huh.
All right. And we got enlisted soldiers in the building. What's up, what's up, what's up?
What's up, what's up? How you doing?
Doing good. I didn't know which one it was, so I had to make sure. I just had to say enlisted soldiers.
Well, you know, I'm here now, but, you know, she'll be coming on pretty soon because she got the phone in the hand.
All right.
Hey, you know, I was at work and I was listening to y'all interview and I was like, wow, y'all was kicking some. I said, iron sharpens iron on that interview you did on the Honey Spot.
I want to hear it. I ain't had a chance to hear it yet.
Hold up. It's on rotation. So if you're on the rotation, you're going to catch it. Yeah, it's 24 hours. So, like, you know, like, here's what I do. I put on my headphones and I listen to it. So, you know, the different shows and stuff. But, I was at the grocery store today. I was listening to you. Toy. And I learned some stuff about you. I was like, wow. Okay, this interview is very introspective, you know, so.
Yeah, I need to hear this, John. I had a good time up
there. You gotta hear it. I know you're busy. I know, but it's gonna be on there. I'm not taking it off. So it's
okay,
gonna be.
Cool.
You gonna catch it? You gonna be like, oh, okay.
Well, I'm already uploading right now, trying to get to it.
Okay. yeah, and another thing, just you could download the app, Enlistic Radio app. And download it, and you can hear the radio show if you're on the go. See, I listen to it on my phone when I'm working when I'm working out. Something trying
see,
to work on.
I'm trying to be like y'all when I grow up.
No. We do we do a little something, China, but you're doing it real big. So, you know, we try to be like you. We grow up. We be growing up together.
I'm gonna say it like the old folks say. I'm just
okay,
a nobody.
Court, Larry.
Okay, everybody.
You hear me? Okay. Hey,
you remember that song?
What's that?
Thank you. I'm thankful. Look, you the song I'm talking about. I'm just a nobody trying to tell everybody.
You fucked it. A couple of years, you could have said, no way, no. You can't say that. No, child. You're doing so much for the culture. I mean, so much. That's the thing, too. You know, I'm good friends with you, but I just realizing how much stuff that you do for the culture, just not only in your own brand, but for other people and other artists. And then you were saying about your dream, and I was like, this is a female Tupac up in there. I that's what I was thinking. I was thinking of Tupac. I was like, this Tupactress right here. You know what I'm saying? I was like, you know what?
He said, this Tupactress.
This Tupactress over here.
Oh, my God.
I was listening to, no, but you know, you know, sometimes you listen to, you know, you're talking to people, and I'm not saying I take you for granted, but sometimes, like, oh, you know, it's China, this, that. But to listen to you and all you've done and stuff like that, it's like, wow, this is my friend here. She's doing a lot. She's helping a lot of people. She's doing the right things for the culture. When a lot of, like, I was just talking to a guy yesterday, and he was fed up, and he was talking about the culture and how everybody's sabotaging it and stuff like. And then I heard your interview on the Honey Spot. I was like, not everybody's sabotaging it. People are giving back to, you know.
That's right.
So it was a blessing to hear that. And I mean, really, I was thinking about you. I was like, oh man, I gotta tell you that, because you're busy. You a busy lady. I know I'm busy too, but you super busy. I can never get in touch with you no more.
No, Lord, don't be like that.
I'm trying.
All you gotta do is pick up the phone, man.
I know, but you busy. But see, the time I'm working and this and that. And by the time I get to probably call you, you probably working doing some stuff. So it's like, you know. But the radio show, I could tell you how much my wife and I appreciate you and what you do.
I appreciate both of y'all. Y'all actually like inspire me to, you know, I'm claiming when it's God, you know, if it's God's will for me to get married, you guys push me to want that. You know, like, to be in tune, you guys are in line. You know, the vision is not, like, it's no division in your vision. So that's powerful.
Yeah.
Because it's hard,
you know,
when there's... Go ahead.
Yeah, you're right. But, you know, a lot of times, you know, we have our times too. So it's like, you know, things happen and stuff, you know, like people are trying to pit us again. You know, well, you know. I'll tell you about it later. I don't want to, like, put nothing on, you know, out there, because, I mean,
we're
doing great. We're
well,
doing
we just
going to
say the devil is a liar.
Yeah, Exactly.
And y'all,
so,
we going to be all
right.
Y'all
going to
be all right. Do you
feel we going to be all right. Hey, did you know Ty Tribbett remade that song?
Nah, I haven't heard it.
I did not. Because, you know, the internet, one thing about the internet, man, people be putting stuff out, even the like major artists, they put out stuff you never know. I found that, I think I was Googling something, I don't know, it was Kendrick Lamar, and they said, Die Tribute. And he did that, like a gospel version of that song. I said, man, it's hard. It goes hard, too.
I gotta check it out.
Yeah, Die Tribute. Man, yeah, we're going to be all right. I love it. Man, that song is more relevant than it was when it came out.
Yeah,
I'm
you gotta continue to keep God first, man.
Yeah.
Sometimes man don't want you to win, but it's okay.
It's
pray
okay.
For those.
Yeah,
pray for those.
Yeah,
keep
but,
it pushing.
But you know what? If we had no opposition, then we wouldn't push the way we push. You know?
Indeed.
If we didn't, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Come on, you know, I mean, I remember back in the day, I was like, I didn't even want to get out of bed, you know. But I said, you know, I'm serious. Like, I remember those times. You know, I talked to you a long time ago about it, and I'm like, man, I'm tired of this and this and that. And I was almost about to give up, but, the Lord just planted that seed of faith in me, and I just kept going, and I started hanging around people that shop around like you. You know, talking to you and other people around the community that were doing things, and
right.
It was inspiring me, and that's how it happens. People think I'm like, you know, and that's another thing. And I'm as a disclaimer, I am not self-righteous, and I keep getting this, especially on my pages and stuff. And I'm self-righteous, and I think I'm Jesus and all that stuff like that. And I am not. I'm just the type of person. I'm glad to be delivered from some things that I used to do. And so I'm happy about it. It's like, you know, it's like a slave, you know what I'm saying? When a slave is, when a slave runs away, he's going to be acting out. He's going to be partying. He's going to be acting out. He's going to be showing out.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So,
party,
you know,
people.
Sometimes, you know, people don't want you to be happy, man.
Right.
They don't want you to be, I'm like, listen, but if I'm sad, oh, you know what? You know what happened today? You know, and it's all sad all the time. People going to be like, then they ain't going to like me then either. Like, you want me happy? You don't want me happy? You don't want me sad? What's the way you want me?
You got to make sure you good for you, not
exactly.
For them. People, one day they might love you, next minute they might hate you. You got to love yourself regardless of whether they hate you or love you or not. That's what anybody.
Right. That and that's what I learned. That's what I'm learning. I'm learning to leave.
Don't let somebody else's thoughts or you affect your confidence and how you feel about you.
That's right. Mm-hmm. And you were talking about a lot of that, too, on that interview. And I'm telling you, that interview is powerful. Like, really, I'm not trying to say that because it's on my network. I'm not trying to say it, but that interview is very powerful. Like, if anybody who's feeling down and have low self-esteem about themselves or battling things in their life, they need to listen to it.
And please tell them how to listen to it.
Well, you could download the app because I know sometimes it's hard to get the link on it's hard to get the link off of sometimes Facebook sometimes because they play around with it. But you can go to Google Play and put Nlistic Radio, and it's spelled Nlistic and Radio, and you could download the app, and the app would you download the app and then you can listen to the radio, and it's 24 hours, so you will catch the interview, and there's other interviews on there, but I'm talking to the people who are entrepreneurs who feel low about themselves, who need inspiration, who's trying to get to that certain level, and it just what you were saying about, you know, how you was downtrodden at times when people trying to put you down. That was deep. Like people was trying to put you down, and it was blood and water. Now you know how to move in blood and water because none of that affect you like that. You know, you could move through that. And a lot of people have trouble with that, child. A lot of people, you know, sometimes that stops people. It helped me. So that's what I'm saying. Like, and that's what it's all about. You know, and I was thinking about that, and I was like, wow. And you were saying that you were just kicking some major gems and like you said, nuggets. And you was talking about your book. And, man, I tell you, if anybody have going through depression and low self-esteem, should definitely hear that, and they should get that book because it's amazing. You have grown so much.
And thank you, man.
You know, not only just professionally, but spiritually too. You know, and I commend you on that. I really do.
I appreciate that. Yeah, I noticed a huge growth as well within on a lot of different levels of my life, and I'm thankful for that. I'm in a place I've never been. I'm doing things I never thought I'd do. I'm doing things I dreamt of doing, but I never thought was possible. You know, I couldn't. I thought of it. That's not you desire something, but you don't know if it'll come to pass. But the desire is still there.
Yeah.
And it doesn't go away. It's like a deep-rooted passion that's unfolding like, you know, you ever seen like a flower blossom, like a rose or something like that blossom, and different leaves are going different ways or whatever, and the flowers is blossoming, but you don't know which way and how it's going to go and when it's going to happen. But it's not going the way I thought it would. It's going the way I'm accepting the fact that it's going the way God deems it so.
Right.
So
that's the truth.
Instead of trying to tell God, like trying to be the creator with it.
Right.
And I feel actually like it's a calming peace over me, and I'm constantly praying about that because I wanted to stay in that place of being focused on God and just like trusting Him instead of getting distracted with my thoughts. Because then, you know, we can get
caught up with
our
thoughts.
Yeah, we can get distracted with our thoughts. Huh?
Mm-hmm. You was talking about that too. In the interview, you was talking about getting distracted with the thoughts, and I thought about that too. And I thought that was deep too, because a lot of times being creatives, you can be that way. And I thought that was very deep too.
Yeah, because
man,
this back what I was saying about I don't want to ever say I'm self-made because I'm not. I'm God-made all day.
That's right. That's right.
We do make free will decisions, but I'm still God-made. I can't ever tell you
amen.
I made myself. I didn't. This Amen. Is a gift. This thing called
Amen.
Life
it is.
And these gifts that we have are gifts. So I want to admonish him and show my appreciation. And then anybody he connect me with, like, a lot of people don't even know. I've never physically met you ever in my life, you or your wife. And I thank God to have you both in my life to connect with you.
Oh, thank you for the same thing here.
Yeah, and, like, it's dope, you know, to have that connection. Mm-hmm, to have that connection, and we never physically met. We haven't even ever been on a video call. You know, that's how real this is.
You haven't. You haven't.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been for years.
Exactly.
It's been like almost 10 years, right? Is it almost 10
years? 2010. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep. But God got a way of doing things, and I feel like we helped each other grow, and you're like a big brother to me, and I'm just glad that I'm claiming to a hundred as my sister-in-law. You know,
Amen.
And I just thank God for you both of you and just the energy that you bring into your truth, you know?
Thank you. Thank you. Same here. And, you know, I don't take you for granted. You know, sometimes, you know, this is my friend. You know, we have good laughs. You know, we sit up and joke on the phone all the time. But, you know, in all honesty and all in truthfulness, that, you know, I'm admire what you're doing and admire your growth, and I see the growth of you, really, you know. And I know we all, you know, we can always act silly, and we can get on here and act just as crazy, but we know where God brought us from, and that's
Indeed.
The main thing, you know.
That's right,
you know,
I just had to take a deep breath on that, because I feel like, just for anybody who's listening, because you actually kind of walking me into my nugget for the day. But my nugget for the day, I just want to go ahead and share it while I got you got you on the phone. But the nuggets that I give, it's like as I learn, I grow, I give it to you. If you can do something, if you can use it, use it. If you can't, I won't be offended. But I just share with you. So hopefully it can help you. So what I'm learning is the art of reflection. Like, I'm learning to reflect. To remember where I came from. It's a humbling experience, and it keeps me humble. Because I've had people ask me, like, oh, no, or say things like, oh, China, you the ish, you this and the third, or whatever, you got this and that. And I'm like, I continue to humble myself and stay low and stay humble. And it's not to be modest, it's to be truthful, because I know where I came from. And I know where God brought me from. And I know what I put myself into, too. You know, I wasn't always the victim. Sometimes I was a villain. And sometimes I was a villain to myself, you know, with just different things of how we handle things and handle people. You know, but I just look back and I reflect, because I thought about it. That's what makes me trust God even more. Because I look at how he brought me through my mess. And the mess I got into unknowingly. So I'm like, okay, God, I trust you with all things. Because I was trusting him with the things that I couldn't touch. But I'm trusting him with the things I can't touch either. Like, those things I can touch. You know, like, I'm trusting him with all of it instead of a portion of it. I'm thankful and grateful for that. Yeah. But yeah, I'm grateful for that, most definitely. I just wanted to share that. Mhm.
Yeah. Oh wow. But gotta hear it. You know, some people just gotta hear it. But that was deep. And the thing was, like, you know, Toy was just asking you some deep questions, and I was like, I've been talking to you 10 years, but it was really like it was a spiritual thing. You and my wife, you, and that was real camaraderie. Like, you know, that was like we sitting there and let, you know, a girl's talk on some real life stuff, though. It wasn't about gossip, but it was about on some real, like, man, that would have been a dope TV show. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, it gave me ideas, too. You know, I'm like, this is, and you was just answering them in all honesty with so much and you was very cathartic with it too. It wasn't even like you was trying to hide behind, you know, sometimes, and I'm not trying to knock anybody who doing interviews, because you have that right to be like that. You know, if you know if you don't want to speak about it, you don't have to speak about it. You know, no one,
right.
You know, no more bullying and suicide. That's how I feel. No more bullying. So I'm not, but it's like you were susceptible to it, and it was like, it was okay, you know, and you was honest. You could feel sincerity.
Right.
Answers. It flowed so well. And I even told my wife, I was like, wow, that was a interview. That was a show. You know?
She was awesome. Like, I like how we vibe, you know, when we were talking and everything.
Oh,
and it was a good vibe. And then, like, I value transparency. You've heard me say that 1,000 times.
Yeah,
but
that's right.
I realized a long time ago, like, transparency to me is freedom.
Right.
You know, and when I can be transparent, I can't be held hostage by man, woman, or child, you know?
Yeah, you say that too. Yeah, you definitely say that. Yeah.
Yeah, like, I refuse to be blackmailed. Like, I'd be the worst celebrity ever because I'll tell it. If I did it, I'll tell it. And they might want to be careful because I might do it again, like, just
I
off GP.
It.
You feel me?
That's right. I've
you know, because... That. If I can't be real with myself, who can I be real with?
That's right.
You know, and I used to, like, I didn't know this before, but, like, I've learned to, like, just let it, like, just be real. I got to be real with myself. I have to be my own authentic self. I can't, I could come up here and give you guys chop talk, radio, you know, radio talk. You know, I can play around with it and mask it and just, you know what I'm saying? Just try to hit you up with my representative. That's the best way to say it. I can shoot you the one by being, like, presenting you guys with my representative. I'd rather not. It's too much. Because one day, I might forget who the representative I brought to you to, and I might not be able to hold on to it too long. You know, because eventually the true me is going to come out. It's just like a relationship.
Yeah.
When you see somebody, you want them to see all the beautiful things. Now, show me the ugly,
right.
too. Like, we need to see
that's
that.
Right.
You know, show it all to me.
Right about that.
You know, it's not going to stop me from being attracted to you. Just show it. You know, because none of us got it all. Nobody's 100%, you know, but yeah.
No one.
But I do appreciate her, the interview, you know, with Enlistic Media, she guys gave me and the platform. And I also appreciate you guys taking time out to promote me. It means a lot, you know. Because you guys are on my page. Y'all are on Facebook a lot more than I am. But when I get a chance to see that you guys tag me in different things, I share it and I appreciate it.
Oh, no problem. It's always, you know, that's always love right there, man. That's all. Hey, you know, and like we share stuff that's going to enlighten our reach, you know. I don't just
Indeed.
Share everybody's stuff. You know, if it's not uplifting or if it's not talented. I don't share everything that's uplifting, but you know, if it don't have a talent too, because some people, even if it's like not so, what should I say, not positive, but like it's entertainment. I
right.
share if it's art. If it's art to me, if I feel like it's art, then I share. You know,
right.
So that's how I feel. I gotta. It's either you know. It's either inspiring or it's either good or something that's entertaining and I could deal with it. So, but you know, a lot of people, you know, I say, could you share this? Well, I don't really like it. It's not a representation of what I like, so I can't really be fake about it and say, oh, I like it.
Mm-hmm.
You know. You know, and I understand that. And people say that, too. Like, when I get into something, they would say, well, you know, oh, I feel you. Because I wouldn't, if I didn't like it, I wouldn't share. You know what I'm saying? So
mm-hmm.
I understand people totally. I don't get offended. Because it's all art anyway. You know that.
Yeah. Well, I've learned, like, you know what I'm saying? Exactly what you just said. Like, art is art. And you got some people that are going to like it. Some people are going to love it. Some people are going to hate it. You know, some people are going to take it with them, and it might be a universal piece, like a Luther Vandross piece or something that's going to take, you know, be with you forever.
Yeah.
But I've learned that, because I remember when I first did my first demo, I had people tell me, my demo, my first book, I had people tell me, I might have told you this story, but I had people tell me, and this is for any new artists or artists that are actually very critical of yourself and your art. I would encourage anybody that's on this line, whether it's art, rap, hip hop, poetry, singing, comedy, whatever. Like, if it's your gift, you love it, you wrote it, you created it, you were the innovator. So whether they like it, love it, hate it or not, as long as you love it, that's all that matters. And that's what I was the reason I said that is because I was told, well, let me listen to this and I'll let you know if I like it or not. I'm like, I appreciate you. I appreciate you and I appreciate what you know what I'm saying, like that's how you feel. But either way, I love it. So if you don't like none of the tracks that I have on online, that's on you and that's your personal opinion. But I wrote it because I wrote it from the heart. So it's mine. That's my baby. I shared my baby with you. If you want to throw my baby in the trash, it's on you. But either way, they're still my baby. I'm still going to hold on to it.
That's right. I like that concept. I like that. Definitely like that.
Yeah. But I appreciate you, Dion. Please stay on the line. I hope you got something for us the next round.
Okay.
And we got a couple more people on the line. We're going to see what we're rocking with. All right. We got Ill Will in the building. What's up? What's up? What's up, Ill Will?
What's up, Miss China? How you doing? I see it's getting deep. I just got on. I see it's getting deep already.
I know, right? Just getting into it.
How's everything been? How are you doing?
Doing good. Can't complain.
Yeah,
how about you?
Matter of fact, yeah. Doing well as well, you know, staying safe and doing the best we can.
That's right. You say you got something for us tonight?
Yeah, I do. Most importantly, I just wanted to get on and say hey, show my love to you, say hey, and I definitely got a piece for you. I'll share. Just in lieu as well, still in light of Mother's Day being this past Sunday, just still going off the energy. So I want to share a piece that I just released called A Mother's Credit. Is it ironic that the month of May starts with an M? Everything is rooted, but I start from the stem, you know, the backbone, the one holding everything together. If you can weather the storm, and she can weather the weather or whatever. No, this is not a game nor charades. You don't believe that last statement? Watch it rain on your parade. You see, I got one, and you do too. We couldn't purchase this. She will go down in history for being virtuous. From the hats that she wears and the things that she does, hey, we should honor her every day just because. So God, I thank you for the decision to choose her. You see, we come from God, but through her, and not one relationship is the same, so we may wrestle. But I'm just here to remind you she was the willing vessel, and some won't believe that. They try to get even with odd words, so I'd rather focus on that 31st chapter of Proverbs. You see, it is written like it's engraved in pavement. You even notice how this month has 31 days in it, so let's extend beyond today and honor the whole month. Because her love is warm enough to take on the cold fronts. So think of all the qualities she has ever been to you. Take your respect card and swipe because her credit is due. Thank you. That's a mother's credit right there. Thank you
that
for that time and opportunity.
Thank you so much.
I appreciate
your will in the building, y'all. All right, we got Miss Beverly on the line. What's up? What's up, Beverly, in the building?
Hey,
what's up? What's up? How you doing today?
Good.
That's what's up. You got something for us tonight?
I think I do.
Okay.
I'm gonna do a song that I think it's one of the first songs you may have heard me sing.
Okay.
It's not my song. It's a song that a friend wrote. I'm going to try to sing it. So,
you got it.
Okay. No matter how why I am. Always comes running back to you. Life gets a little crazy. You are the only answer, and here I am again. I was chasing the wind for a little bit, then I got some sin. Father, I repent. I need you right now more than I ever needed you before. Sorry that I walked out on your love, and in your face I slammed the door. Oh, I'm coming back to you. Oh, I'm pleading with you, yeah. Son of David, please don't pass me by. Have mercy on me, 'cause I need you. Son of David, please don't pass me by. Have mercy on me, 'cause I need you. Cast me all away from your presence, oh Lord. Don't take your spirit from me. I promise I won't go back no more. 'Cause it's your heart I need. My spirit I need to feed. God, let me draw closer to you. As you draw closer to me, I know it's gonna get harder to fight this trial every day. But with your strength and your goodness and mercy following me, it'll be okay. I know that I'm no good on my own. I know, Lord, that I can't do this alone. Son of David, please don't pass me by. Have mercy on me, 'cause I need you. Son of David, please don't pass me by. Have mercy on me, 'cause I need you. Oh, na na na, oh, na na na. Oh, na 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 na, I need you. Oh, na na na, oh, na na na, oh, na 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 na, I need you. Oh, na na na, oh, na na na, oh, na 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 na, I need you. Oh, na na na, oh, na na na, oh, na 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 na, yeah. Son of David, please don't pass me by. Have mercy on me, 'cause I need you. Son of David, please don't pass me by. Have mercy on me, 'cause I need you.
Girl, you better sing.
Yes, and that's Son of David by my friend Julius Witherspoon. You can look him up on Google Play, iTunes, Spotify, and he has a lot of music. It's really good. That was one of the first songs that he came out with, and I was in love with it. And so I thought I'd do that tribute and that shout-out. But
that's what I think he sang that at Illusions. Because I was like, why do I know this song? Wow.
Right.
That was beautiful, girl. You got me over here about to cry. Thanks for sharing, Beverly.
No problem.
All right, Beverly Bryant in the building. Y'all check her out. And she was playing that guitar live. You better get it, girl. All right, we got Miss Unique in the building. What's up? What's up? How you doing, lady?
I am good. I hope you are.
I'm doing great. Did you have a wonderful Mother's Day?
I did. I worked, but I had a beautiful Mother's Day. I ate shrimp and steak, and it was good.
I know that's right.
I'm going to do a couple poems, my dear. So if you have another round, then you can filter me back through, okay?
I got you, girl.
This one that I'm going to do first is called Senses. What do I hear? A high-pitched banshee in mourning? Or is it the sounds of angels singing, this ringing in my ears? The wind drifting through the trees, music to me, the melody and harmony and the beat moving rhythm in my feet, the waves drawing from the sand, crashing and objects used as breakers, simply moving from one place to another. What do I see? The sky so clear, the clouds like fluffy pillows on a fresh-made bed of dreams, the sun shiny and new, beaming love like a warm blanket, the streets busy and full as a buffet or a big pot of stew, people walking by, holding conversation with no one in sight, vehicles with blinkers and brake lights flashing to their own beat. What do I smell? A single breath, the spice of cologne masking alone, the winter cold preserving the land, the aroma of diverse cultures springing to life as traditions complicate the release of said breath. What do I taste? Many flavors of life, bitter, bland, bold, sweet, sour, salty, spicy, and savory. The sweet and sour looks given to me wrapped in the bitter, disappointed fears. The blandness of lessons repeatedly taught as if regret were a side dish one would want. The bold aftertaste wasted on a palate untrained. The spice of life that I serve right back seasoned with a pinch of salty sass. Hot or cold, my revenge or forgiveness unknown to me, as it slides onto the plate, in the bowl, or poured in a cup, for just a savory taste. What do I know? Nothing, and it shows.
That was beautiful, and I love that wordplay was dope. I was looking around with you, I was like, oh, okay.
I, like I said, I do all these things on Facebook, so mm-hmm. That's on Facebook too, back in December. But, yeah, girl.
Yeah, I was
but yeah, everything's been good, and I heard that you that you're doing so much still. You have yet to slow down. One day you're gonna take a breather, right?
Yeah, I'm going to slow down. I'm home. I am working from home. So
okay.
That's a good thing. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I do have the shows coming up. Like, the shows didn't stop. I'm still getting booked for virtual shows, which is awesome. And I'm going to be talking to you about that, too. There's a show coming up this Friday. Please check it out. I believe it's going to be
okay.
on Zoom. That's out of Raleigh. It's the Edification Room, and I'm actually one of the features. I'm honored to be on that lineup. And also, I am booked for a show July 25th. It's a virtual show for a huge radio show called California Radio. It's called Poetic Runway. So
okay.
Poetic Runway. And I'm honored to say that we will have Ill Will and Angel on that one. And possibly
nice.
Beverly as well. So looking forward to that. And got some more things down the pipe. But I'm just going to say, get ready, because I want you to be a part as well.
Girl, okay.
Do it.
You
can
do
it.
Yeah.
It's time to touch them. We're already
touching
the masses. You might as well continue to touch the masses.
Yeah, and you, my dear, are going to have to walk me through a lot of this.
We will, because I do want you to be a part of one that's coming up, but it won't be until January, so we had a lot of time. I got booked for a show in January as well. And
Good.
Awesome. So 2021, I'm already getting booked, so that's awesome.
There you go. Go ahead. I got you, girl. God got you.
Keep me in your prayers,
awesome.
Girl.
Yes, ma'am.
But I slow down a lot. I promise.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm gonna say that I believe you, but I know you a little too well. So you may not be running the streets as much, but you
right.
are still just as busy.
Yeah. I'm making moves, but it's slow moves.
Yeah. Look, you got power moves now instead of baby steps. You're working them power
moves. There you
moves.
Go. I love it. You better say that. Make power moves. I receive that.
Yes, ma'am. I love
right, girl.
You. I miss our conversations.
I know, man. I miss you, too. We got to catch up.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, yeah, it's coming.
I love you. Keep your rounds rolling, girlfriend. Keep them rolling.
I love you, too. All right, everybody, that's Ania. I'm honored to say, like, my people's on the building. Like, my brothers and sisters from another mother, you know, but same father, G-O-D, Dion, Unique, and Ill Will. Thank you kindly. And I'm adopting my sister-in-law, Miss Toy Honey, in the building. What's up? What's up? How you doing? Can you hear me, Toy?
Hey, China. How you doing?
All right. How about you?
I'm doing good. How was your weekend?
It was great. Had a wonderful Mother's Day, and happy Mother's Day to you.
Oh, same to you.
Thank you, ma'am. How was your weekend?
It was the same. You know, try to do a little relaxing that I did. I got some gifts for Mother's Day. My kids did something for me.
Oh.
And my youngest ones were up under me as usual. My husband
no.
treated me to breakfast.
Go ahead now. Did you get some time to rest?
A little bit.
I got it. So I'm glad that I'm not the only one, but I did get a chance to rest for Mother's Day. I was thankful for that.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You can always be thankful for some rest, because we all need it.
I slept most of my Mother's Day, so I'm thankful. I made sure I slept.
Oh, I know that's right.
You got something for us tonight?
Yes, I do. I have this, and I didn't know it was on the site, but because I had performed this almost 3 years ago. It's called I Dream of Freedom.
Okay.
Ancestors violated by the oppressors, future generations conflicted with the facts of this history, but the truth remains a mystery. I think of the book Exodus. Why have they come for us? Pharaoh, let my people go. Caged and treated like animals, tortured, beaten, mutilated. These acts are related to what happened over 400 years ago. They say slavery is no more. Then why do those who look like me still being shackled? Why are human and should I be treated? Excuse me, wait a minute. We are human and should be treated as such. Our bodies are not to be displayed as a sexual object. Our young women shouldn't be forced to sell their temples for pleasure. Our souls belong to God Almighty. Until it happens, I'll continue to pray for freedom. Pharaoh, let my people go. And poem.
You go, sis.
Thank you. I appreciate you
sharing that piece, girl.
Oh, thank you. It was on my mind. That's why I had shared it today.
Mm-hmm.
With everything that's going on, I know it's a lot of people that are feeling it mentally, you know, with everything that's going on. And I know a lot of them are thinking of that, like, it wasn't this way last year. Like, I need some air. I need some freedom.
Right. Oh, we're praying for their freedom, man. And for it to get, you know, better than it used to be. That's what I've been speaking, like, I want to be better than it used to be in so many different ways, and for us to be better than we used to be.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. And thank you so much, Lady. We got Toy Honey in the building. We're going to actually go to the next round, you guys. I hope you guys are enjoying what you heard live. And also, I'm going to hit you with some tracks. I'm going to be DJ Chai in a minute and do my little thug sizzle. But I'm not a DJ, but I'm going to do the best I can with what I got. So with that being said, I hope you got your dancing shoes on. Let's get it.
And you get another chance, small. I don't hustle like that. I also like this. There's not a second left. You know that tomorrow I'm hustling like there's only one more second left of this hustle.
Don't bother me, I'm working.
Yeah.
Don't bother me, I'm working.
I mean, don't take none of this personal, but.
Don't bother me, I'm working.
M Nation.
Don't bother me, I'm working.
Yeah, I let the label got ghosts, and they ain't even had a ton of boasts. Cause I've been, I ain't dropped a song in 3 weeks. They thinking Neil Will wouldn't sleep, but I'm in it still. Like I'm not the LS no more, thinking I don't even kill it no more. Nah, homie, I'm just, don't mention me in your post. Don't invite me to your party or your show, I can't make it because, yeah, I'm still in the G, but you don't really see me out much. But that's only cause I'm, they wanna talk about my work ethic. So I work at it and put that. And they turn around in my inbox looking for a verse and they say, yo, I see you. Live, but I'ma hit you right back. Like, I'ma hit you right back, matter of fact.
Don't bother me, I'm working. Don't bother me, I'm working.
Yeah, put your hands together.
Don't bother me, I'm working. Don't bother me, I'm working.
Yeah, well, I ain't finished. I ain't finished.
And I don't feature on a track with nobody, cause they treat the rap game as a hobby, man. They ain't really. They don't even reach out to your boy. They ain't thinking no rap anymore. That's cool, huh? Working on my day job till I get the dream job like G Wood. Man. And I do a track for track. Matter of fact, back to back. Yo, church, by the time I'm 25, no more 8 to 5. I'ma rap that stay alive. I'ma butt that. I'm trying to get the sponsorship. So when you see me in Adidas, man, you better believe that, duh. You wanna know why I shine? I'll tell you my secret is simple. The Lord, man, said, well, you ain't got time to waste. So if you ain't moving forward, it's a waste. Just tell
him. Don't bother me, I'm working.
You hear that? I said,
don't bother me, I'm working.
I mean, don't take it personal at all, but
don't bother me, I'm working.
I gotta get to work.
Don't bother me, I'm working.
Let's rock,
don't
yo.
Don't bother me, I'm working.
Yeah, work, yeah.
Don't bother me, I'm working.
If you gonna get this money, you gonna have to go out and get it, man.
Don't,
ain't nobody
don't
gonna
bother
give you.
Me, I'm working.
You feeling? God sent me here to inspire you.
Don't bother
you understand?
Me, I'm working.
Yo, I feel like I'm 5 years old in this joint.
Something you can vibe to.
13 to 9 years yours, yeah. All place. This track takes me way back to being a child. Waking up in the summer, bright eyes and big smile. I ain't gotta go to school and I'm cool with that. Free breakfast at the rec where the food is at. Chocolate milk and a donut, I'm back outside. What up? Football in the street, small bodies collide with the concrete. Somebody call out time, we had to move to the side. Let the cars pass by, they back in the street. We playing again, but it ain't official till somebody call time in. Time and ends of the evening and my family is partying. Grandmother drinking Seagram's, grandfather drink Bacardi and Coke. House filled with smoke from cigarettes. Commodores on vinyl, Sam Cooke on cassette. Cupid, please draw back your hole through this living room of drunks. Just let your arrow go before somebody throw a punch and start fighting again.
Yep.
Yeah, it happened every weekend at the Tumble Inn. That's what my house was called. It's like the best of both worlds. We brawl and have a ball in the same breath, in the same night. You can have a fair party and a fair fight. From like sunset Friday night to like sunrise Monday morn. This is how we got it on. I don't know about y'all, but I'm born for this. See, my life is the best of performances. I'm just waiting for cameramen to leap out of the bushes to show me some more video footage of mama cooking. The big wooden fork and the spoon up on the wall. The Jesus Christ carpet in the car playing dog. I know this ain't the typical format for songs, but why tell a story if I ain't gon' tell it all? The bad, the good, the birds, the hood, the love, the years, the birth, the death, the tears, the rhymes, the wild things that we used to do. Still cable, water, gas, and electric too. So if you happy to be alive, happy that you survive, happy that you found the love of God inside, and feel good, say it, I feel good, say it, I feel good, say it, I feel good. Come on, yo, happy to be alive, happy that you survive, happy that you found the love of God inside, and feel good, say it, we feel good, say it, we feel good, say it, we feel good. Yo, happy to be alive, happy that you survive, happy that we found the love of God inside, and feel good, say it, I feel good, say it, you feel good, say it, we feel good. Yo, 1-3, Paul Place, Lafayette, George, in the North View, my man, the right one, in view. Doing the right thing. All the VA. And y'all never thought y'all be dead. It's a spoken word. Holding me down. Check. 13 and Nazareth. Check in the building. Yeah. And I'm out. And I'm happy to be alive. Happy that I survived. Happy that I found the love of God inside. I feel good. Say it. I feel good. Say it. I feel good. Say it. I feel good.
So this how we vibe in the night, huh? Okay, I can dig that. Just me and you tonight. Okay.
Don't move.
I ain't gonna move.
Stay right there, right there. I just wanna look at you. I just wanna look at you. The very essence of your structure, your silhouette, simulates the hairs that stand erect on the back of my neck. I'm at a loss for words.
Do you like that?
I don't know where to begin. Pondering whether this is a crush, maybe lust.
You know that.
If this is just a dream, don't wake me. Let me lie here asleep, trapped in his matrix. As the conversation unfolds, our words so dance to the sounds of our rhythm. French kissing our thoughts, saturated with every sentence form.
You know how we do.
My arms began to brag about how he felt. Temptation playing Russian roulette with our emotions, begging them to stop. Closing our eyes.
Closing them.
Slowly. Backing away. Until the next time we speak.
I feel that, like, baby.
I'm here. sooner you give, the sooner you'll get. So don't start having regrets about circumstances and situations that you yourself create. Because whatever situation you're in right now, whether you want to believe it or not, you made it. Petty decisions are often over-contemplated. Thoughts like, I wonder if she loves me, or I wonder if he'll be true. Wasting valuable time trying to get to know someone else when what you need to do is get to know you. Relationships supported by superficial foundations that are guaranteed not to work. Obsessed with the desire to make a change in others, but not willing to make a change in yourself first. Over-receptive to obvious lies while looking straight into deceptive eyes. Thinking outside your natural state of mind just to pacify a nagging lifelong ache. Deficiencies in the feelings of self-worth and self-love create delusions, making the crooked appear straight. But like they say, whoever they is, all is fair in the game of love. I heard somewhere that the name of the game was to play or get played on. And if you're really paying attention to what's going on out here today, the name of the game might not be so wrong. You saw the truth when it was shown, but you decided not to look. You were probably preoccupied with those artificial good looks or those potential transactions from wallet to pocketbook and from pocketbook to wallet. The truth is often discarded by the way the relationship started. As it was in the beginning, so shall it be in the end. What was once natural for procreation has fallen to a pointless, dehumanizing, life-risking sin. In the minds of men, lust is mistaken for love. And guilt-induced paranoia changes that phony hug into an angry shove. And an angry shove into a violent push. And that violent push into an ugly situation. Now you're afraid to look. Giving all of you only to be unappreciated while neglecting your own self. And you asking me if I can believe that you were taken advantage of and abused? You're asking me if I can believe that you were taken advantage of and abused? Yeah, I can believe it. Abandoning lifelong dreams and aspirations, then feeling that it's too late when the truth is finally discovered. What kind of love makes one lay down their own life just to cater to or assume the life of another? My sisters, my brothers, and others. We must pull back the covers and blind us from our eyes and realize that just like oppressed roots will continue to grow, the seeds and offspring will continue to be traumatized. So many lives are destroyed and ruined. People simply don't know what they're doing. Being disrespectful yet wanting respect. Having the audacity to ridicule other people's ways, and you ain't even got your own ways in check. Expecting everything but never willing to give. The masquerade is an indicator of how they truly live. The masquerade is an indicator of how they truly live. Deceptive from the start just to satisfy a carnal desire. But a seed has been planted, so the stakes just got higher. So many fights, so many wars, childish name calling to even the score. Are you dreaming of a life where there's peace within? Well, here's a solution. Awaken from that dream and become your own best friend. Awaken from that dream and become your own best friend. Awaken from that dream and become your own best friend. Now that's definitely a solution. That's definitely a solution. A solution.
I reach the turning point. That soul starts to ache and get the burning point. I cut back on the blunts, the cigarettes still got me, and every now and then I will burn a joint. And I'm walking through a cloud of smoke about to choke. And I'm trying to get to God before the devil gets to me. Because he's constantly chasing me. Keep temptation in the form of beautiful women constantly facing me. But I know if I fall a victim to what they call a relationship, there'll be no replacing me. but I ain't hating me. I'm loving me constantly. I love everywhere I've been. I love everything I've done. I love everything that I become, cause only I know the hells from where I came from. And I left those hells, and I was trying to get to God before the devil gets to me, cause he's forever close by. The devil is always on my back, possibly because I love every man that's black, from the professional man to the man who smoked to the man who sell crack. Cause I got a piece of wisdom I can drop to anyone to help them get their lives on track. I'm just hoping I don't get caught up in the wrong place at the wrong time, whether it be driving to the studio without a license or trying to buy a dime or dime piece. As a piece of me, try to get the rest of me to follow the path of trying to get to God before the devil gets to me. Cause now he's in my vision. I can see the devil clearly. I can even see the devil creeping on me through those I do love dearly. Sometimes the devil and I, we see eye to eye. That's when I'm standing in the mirror, and the eyes of my reflection told me that if I ever wanted to be a part of anything that God is planning, the only devil in my way was the one in the mirror standing. So I'm standing there, and I'm trying to get to God before the devil gets to me. That's when the words of my elders came rushing back to me. They said, son, if you trying, then you lying. So I switched the whole thing around. I got to God. Now to them devils I can't be found. I'm covered in grace. I dropped my pride, and I stay walking so humble now. And all the negativity that's around me, I'm starting to see it crumble now. Because I got to God. These devils can't make me stumble now. Peace.
Play your guitar. The way your fingers pluck those strings makes my spirit sing. Play that guitar. Love on those strings like you're loving on me. Infinitely, unconditionally, respectfully, and tenderly. The pain within me, relieve it from me. I want your melody. Soothe me. Release me. Kiss me. Hold me. Love me. And never leave me. Play that guitar. For me. Only me. Therapeutically. Play for me. Let this song be never ending. Play those strings. Love on the strings for me.
Yeah, it feels real good. What's up, everybody? I'm your boy Cartier Genius, aka Cartier Jesus. Yeah, and I'm here right now to introduce you the one and only China. We call her
China.
That's right. What we call her, what we call it,
China.
It feels so good. I'd like to welcome you to Pieces of Me. We are real life music. Beat Nation is the army. Beat Nation Network, what up? Yo, China, what up? Illusion. Queen of poetry. I mean, this girl is unstoppable. Feel me? Like, she just jumps out there and does her thing the way she know how to do it. So we're going to kick back on this ride right here that she calls Pieces of Me. And understand, it's just pieces. Just pieces, because you're going to get some more. But anyway, relax, chill. Thank you for being here. You could have been anywhere in the world, but you're here with us. Let's go, China.
What's up, everybody? This is your girl, China, with the Lyrical Cypher Radio Show. I hope you guys have had a good time vibing out, listening to the tracks. We got singers, we got rappers, we got comedians, we got poets, and we also have live artists too that get on the mic and share. And some people just drop some nuggets and drop some wisdom. So I do appreciate everybody. And also for the nugget I drop, like I say, as I learn and I grow, I'm going to give it to you. And if you can use it, use it. If you can't, toss it. I won't be offended. But like I say, the nugget I dropped for the day was, like, I'm learning the art of reflection, taking time to go back from whence I came, look back from whence I came. And it's a humbling experience for me to know, like, all that God has brought me through, you know, and just to know I'm here, I'm still standing. It's amazing because when I think about my book, my first book is called Still Standing, but now my second book that I wrote last year by the grace of God is called Walking in Purpose with a Passion. So I'm still standing, but I'm also walking in purpose with a passion. And that's that fire that burns inside of me. And I hope that you guys continue to walk in purpose with a passion, because everybody on this line and that's listening via web all over the world has a gift that you were given. Please harness that gift. Share that gift, because it might touch somebody by just using that gift in different forms. And it doesn't have to be a gift of art. It could be a gift of being a carpenter. You might bless somebody with a home or what have you, but we're here to support you in any way we can. Like I say, utilize this radio show to share, to grow. Let's have a good time and just enjoy life, like right now, right here, right now, and be in that moment. But this is the only moment that matters. The past is gone. It's over. You know, we can try to go back and try to repeat the past, but we can't. But we can have a better day today, and I hope you're having a better moment at this moment with us. So with that being said, about to do the last round of Lyrical Cypher. And I got Miss Unique in the building. What you got for us, lady? What's up, lady?
Awesome. All right, this one's called Silhouette on the Wall, and then I'm going to do one more after that, okay?
Yes. All right. Sounds good.
Today I saw a shadow larger than life slide through the blinds and climb the wall. For a moment I was terrified. The bringer of darkness has entered my domain, and as the shadow took shape, I saw your silhouette on the wall. A smile erupted inside my soul, and gladness made you grow a little closer to me. I thank God for sharing you once more, and I will await the day when together we shadow our silhouettes on the wall. Okay, now let me find the other one. Okay. The other one that I'm going to do is called Inspiration. The day I stop, I begin. Nature has done it again. Nothing matters more than you, superficial artifact. Inspiration opens doors. Action, lights, where's the camera? Stage, setting, and the actors. Meaning lost on the masses. Wanting, always wanting more. When I stop, it all begins. Flowing past my future sins. Raging fire, burning night. Daytime clouds, not one in sight. Dreams, nowhere to rest. Act one. Factor in spontaneous. Played and recorded for whom? Time wears no shoes. Running high, trip and fall, get up again. How I stop, I will begin. Thoughts start out, great or small. Inspiration comes to call. Flowers bloom and darkness looms. Fears placed here vanish in time. For strength, love, wisdom, and you balance negative conditions, healing souls, body, and mind. This is where I stop, align. That's it.
I love it. That's what I'm talking about.
What I get.
You sharing and just being you. You being unique.
Thank you.
That's right.
I hope that everybody helps somebody tonight.
Exactly. Everybody is unique in the building, and we also have the awesome power couple in the building. Let me check in with Toy to see if she want to share something else, and I'm going to check in with Dion to see if you want to share something before we get ready to roll out. What's up, Toy?
Hey, China. No, I'm going to sit this one out.
All right. I appreciate you. And thank you for sharing that freedom earlier. All right. Let me check you. Dion. You got anything for us?
Yes, I do. I got the breath of expression, and I'm going to get into it. Inception of the rest, the test, two outcomes, the vest, inside conundrums, beaten away from your heart, inclusion, time gifts, but is also a native giver, delivers, so the gimmicks of a gift horse may end, and you don't have a saddle to ride off in the sunset. No more happiness, but a piece of this 3.14. Most of it had been distributed by his imps. You log in for fresh air, so you stay close to the vents to invent how to release your expressions, because inside you're looking for progression. Deception becomes the riddle, and its answers are far from view, but touching could be more advantageous. Soulfully, there is no limit in your faith. In peace. And that is breath of expression.
That was beautiful.
Oh,
I love
you.
It. Y'all got me inspired. I'm about to do a piece. I'm actually going to dedicate. Yes.
Go, China. I think go,
are you
China. Do it.
Yeah, my oldest sister, we're on the line. I haven't talked to her in years, and I'm so thankful to have her on the line. Like, she's listening right now, and she's all the way in Little Rock, Arkansas. This is my older sister, Sonya. She's like, you know, she's like that backbone for us, and I'm just happy to have her on the line. And I am going to dedicate this song to her, this poem to her. And it's called Blackbird, if anybody hasn't heard it. And I wrote this piece just giving a little backstory. You know Nina Simone. I love Nina Simone. But this song,
yes,
Blackbird.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So, I wrote it just answering that. But I'm just going to share this with Sonya. This is my older sister, Sonya Tyler, in the building, who's listening for her very first time to my show. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah, you have a chance to connect with Lisa, but you never met Sonya. It's actually from my dad's side. So,
okay.
It's a lot of us. But I want to dedicate this piece to my sister Sonya. She's never heard it before. Blackbird, why you want to fly? You ain't never going to fly. Please spare me with your lies. I'm a queen and a child of the Most High. You couldn't deny me even if you tried. Yes, I know. My mama's name was Lonely. My daddy's name was Pain. They may have called me Little Sorrow, but they had no idea what God had in store for me tomorrow. With the pain, he removed the stains. I'm able to withstand the rain. A loyal bird in the sky. This black bird is gonna fly. And I appreciate you listening to you guys. And I just dedicate that piece to my older sister who's listening. I hope she got a chance to hear that. And for anybody who needed to hear that, I say all the time, you never know what you have to say might be exactly what someone needs to hear. So I know we hold back with certain things. Let it go. Free yourself. I'm going to say this right here. Free yourself so you can be yourself. Like, I don't know. This came off the top of my dome, but free yourself so you can be yourself. Like, just be you and be unapologetically you. You know, nobody's flawed. Everybody's flawed. But just be you and be the best you know how to be. And just remember, the only competition you have is with the old you. That's it. There's no other, because we're all different. We might have some similarities, but we're all different and uniquely made. Like, my sister from another mother, unique in the building. It's so unique. And I love the way you put your wordplay together. And just the message, the undertone, the message that you hear is so powerful if you take time out to listen and just share. So with that being said, I'm about to be a DJ one more again, and we're going to get it one more time, and then we're going to go ahead and roll out. So with that being said, I'm ready to rock. I don't know about y'all. So... let's get it.
sore thumbs always stick out. Born sinner, but who fought his dad? Like you missed a call for somebody important, but never called him back. Your brain turned into an arm and neck. I see him every year, but I'm act like you ain't here. What's the harm in that? Listen, right out the gate, he knew he was different, but couldn't explain it then, cause something else was missing. The confidence, he needed something to build, but didn't want to seem cocky, so he decided to chill. The chiller wasn't even an option anymore. The window of opportunity, he kicked the door still. Nice guys finished last, and that didn't change it. And if you really deserved it, then you ain't complaining. He started rapping, they said, what now? He said, I don't cuss, don't talk about guns, I don't follow crowds. But just for that, then nobody wouldn't listen. But his time was gonna come, cause all stars gotta glisten. Deep down, he was hurt, turns back to the world. Wouldn't tell nobody he liked to rhyme, even his girl. But he knew it wouldn't last, he knew it wasn't worth it. So he decided to be different on purpose instead of the shortcut. He took the maze, when everybody got dreads, will he stay with the braids? If you follow the crowd, you worry about how tomorrow ends. So he made it his mission to never follow trends. It's been a while, it's time to get it again. Sore thumb, but that comes from the sin of the pen. Mom and dad needed a name easy to pick out, so they called him the sore thumb, cause he stick out. He found the right path, all he had to do was take it. Dream about making it, so he kept chasing it. Everyone started to see what he doing. Successful at that, so they started pursuing. Every single thing they want goes, first chance taken. Show them the definition of a real dream chaser. Hopping in the ring with anybody with the gloves. See the only positive rapper spitting in the club. Still getting high praise. The ones that didn't like him showing up to the cyphers, even though they ain't invite him. But no, they won't fight him, cause he fight with his words. Spit poetry in motion, cause he fight with his verbs. If we on the same team, then nobody would defeat us. Everybody rock Jordans, will he stay with Adidas? To him, they were better, even cheaper for a salary. He said, no, it's about originality. Okay to be different, dare to be different, dare to be, dare to be, dare to be different. They love him and his music, can't you guys tell? Sore thumb, but he goes by ill will. It's been a while, it's time to get it again. Sore thumb, but that comes from the sin of the pen. Mom and dad needed the name easy to pick out. So they called him a sore thumb, but they stick out. It's been a while, it's time to get it again. Sore thumb, sin of the pen. Mom and dad needed the name to pick out.
Baby, I see you working hard. Wanna let you know, I'm proud. Let you know that I admire what you do. Don't know if I need to reassure you, my life will be purposeless without you. If I want it, when I ask you, you inspire me to be better. Challenge me for the better. Sit back and let me pour all my love letters. Let me help you take off your shoes, untie your shoestrings, take off your cufflinks. Don't you wanna eat food? Let me feed you. Let me run your bath water, whatever you desire. I'll fly you, sing you a song, turn the game on. I'll brush your hair, put your durag on. Want a foot rub, want a manicure. Baby, I'm yours, I wanna cater to you, boy. Let me cater to you. Take the stress away from you. Make sure that I'm doing my part. Boy, is there something you need me to do? If you want it, there's a word. I know whatever I'm not fulfilling, another woman is willing. I'm gonna fulfill you, my body and spirit. I promise you, I keep myself up. Remain the same shit you fell in love with. I keep the tight to keep my figure right. I'll keep my hair fixed. In the hottest outfit. When you come home, they tell me on my shoulder, I roll over. Baby, I heard you. I'm here to serve you. Love you, need. Give it is my joy. All I wanna do is cater to you, boy. Let me cater to you. Yeah.
What's up? What's up, everybody? I appreciate everybody taking time out on this Tuesday night to rock out with me on the Lyrical Cypher Radio Show. Feel free to call in every Tuesday night at 9 o'clock. We get it in, and we have a good time. And I want to give a big shout-out to everybody who's listening via web. I can't see you, but I see the stats later on when you call in. I just like to pay homage, well, homage is due, that you took time out to vibe out, even if you're working right now. If you just took some time out to listen to the show, it means the world to me to have your support. We are over 100,000 listeners and counting all over the world. We appreciate everybody who's listening. I just want to give a big shout out to 242 Bahamas listening right now. We got Australia. We got Chile. I saw people in Chile listening. We got Chile. We got Africa. And we got some people in London, Paris, different people that I've connected with over the years. I've connected with London and Paris a long time ago. So I just appreciate you guys and all the love and support. Massachusetts, California, South Carolina, North Carolina, New York. We got Arkansas in the building. We got Delaware in the building. We got a lot of people who listen all over the world. We actually have a mass of every single state in the United States has listened to this show massively. So I thank God, even if it was just one person out of that state, somebody listened to the show. So I appreciate the love and support you guys have given me throughout the years. I'm amazed at all that God is doing for me in my life. It has not been an easy road. And I just want to share that, like, whatever your dreams that you have, it is not too late. You're not too old. Keep going, keep pushing, keep praying, keep dreaming, keep going, keep growing, and keep loving you and being the best you can be. Don't be too hard on yourself because things aren't going the way we expect them. Like, God is the best author I've ever known, so I'm letting him write this story, and I'm getting out of the way. And actually, when I chose to get out of the way, it's brought me peace of mind that surpasses my understanding. And I hope you guys can understand where I'm coming from. And when you get there, I believe you'll know. And like I say, I'm still a work in progress, still learning, still growing. And I'm going to keep sharing what I'm learning. I'm growing with you always. You guys be blessed. I love you all. And just keep being you. And remember, reflect, but just don't stay there. Be blessed.